The death experiences.
也许你们中间人听说过，就是有一些人就是经历过将要死亡的那个。
其实他们真的经过死亡，
真的死了几分钟。
They were pronounced as medically dead. I mean, in the sense that their heart was stopped and no more functions were to be seen.
医生报告说他们真的是从这个身体上已经是当时是死掉了。
I think this is something well known to physicians.就是医生对这些现象十分熟悉啊，就是说 somebody may have died and actually come back to life, maybe a few minutes later, sometimes a few hours later, and sometimes even a few days later.
有些人当时真的是死了，也许是几分钟，也许是几个小时，甚至是几天，然后。
And they have gone through, because they came back, then they call it a near-death experience. That means if they didn't come back, it wouldn't have been near; it would have been permanent.
然后他们就又回到了生命中，所以我们叫他是死亡过的人。
Now, if you have gone through such an experience, you will have had some sort of taste of death.
如果你们要是真是属于这些人中的一个的话，那你们就是尝到了死亡的滋味。
And if you came back from such an experience, you have had some sort of experience of resurrection.
你要从这个经历中度过过的话，你们就是。有过这样的经验。
In the Bible, you had one or two people who went through this kind of experiences.
在我们的这个圣经中，有过一两个人经历过。
Of having died for a time and coming back to life.
他们死了相当一段时间，然后又回到了生命中。
Such as the widow's son that Jesus raised.
比如说那个一个寡妇的儿子，耶稣给救过。
对，或者or Lazarus.
还有拉撒路。
These people died and they came back to life. They understand death.In a much deeper way than we would do.
他们死亡过，然后又回到了生活中，所以他们明白死，他们知道我们在做些什么。
And yet they do not know what Jesus' resurrection was about.
但是他们又不是真的明白耶稣的这个复活是怎么回事。
There are two kinds of resurrection we must distinguish clearly in our minds.
那我们要从我们自己的头脑中搞清楚有两种复活究竟是怎么回事。
One kind of resurrection is the kind where you physically die like Lazarus did.And you are brought back to life, and you return to the kind of life you lived before, to the same conditions in which you lived before.
一种就是如同圣经中的那个拉撒路的那个死亡，他是身体上的死亡，经历过这个死亡之后，他又回到了生命中，然后他知道这个死亡是怎么回事。
This kind of resurrection does not involve any change in your physical condition before death and after death, and after the resurrection.
这种复活对你生命中没有任何改变，就是在你死前和你复活之后，你是一样的。
Lazarus had the same kind of body he had before he was raised by Jesus.
拉撒路被耶稣给救活以后他的身体上没有任何的改变。
But the resurrection of Jesus is different.
但是耶稣的复活是完全的不同。
Because when he rose again, his body was not the same body as what he had before.
他在复活之后，他的身体和他在活着的时候是不一样的。
It was a body that could go through walls.
他的这个身体可以透过墙。
So that if when the disciples were gathered in a room, Jesus suddenly came into the room, though all the doors were locked.
所以当他在复活以后，他可以。在门全都完全关着的情况下，透过墙进到他的门徒中间。
Yet it was not an etherical. It was not. His body was not a misty, cloudy side of body. He could eat with that body too.
但是他的那个身体呢，又是有形的。他还可以吃东西。
He could touch people. People could touch him. He could feel his person.
对，就是你可以用手摸到他，感觉到他真真实实的存在。
But the fact is that this body never dies again.
但是的事实是，这个复活了的身体就不会再死亡。
As for Lazarus, of course, he died again later.
像拉撒路的那种复活，他将迟早一天还会死掉。
All those people who were raised back to life in the Old Testament, for example, they died again later.
在这个圣经的旧约圣经里那些曾经死亡经历过死亡又复活了的人他们最后还是要死亡。
But in the New Testament, when it speaks about the resurrection, in the New Testament letters, it's not talking about that kind of resurrection.
但新约里谈到的这个复活就和旧约里提到的复活不一样了。
It's talking about the resurrection in which when you are raised again, your body is incorruptible. It will not die.
那么就是说在你复活了以后你的身体就是 incorruptible 就是不会再
不会腐烂，
不会腐烂。
对，所以 that's why Jesus said, "He that believes in me shall never die."
所以耶稣说，那些相信我的人不会再死。
Now the depth of that, I have no time to expound today.
但是今天时间有限，我不会在这方面多讲。
So I'm just staying with this first principle, which I hope you keep in mind.
所以这刚才的第一个原则哈，希望大家能够记住。
Because I want to say something more than that.
因为我想讲更多一些在这方面。
And that is that we ourselves will experience something about death and resurrection here and now.
我们现在就在此时此刻，我们正在经历死亡和复活。
In order that God will help us to understand the reality of the death and resurrection of Jesus.
去明白神让我们死和让我们复活是怎么一回事。
If you have not experienced death and resurrection, you obviously don't know what Jesus' death and resurrection means. That's why I seldom hear anything significantly said about the death and resurrection of Jesus.
如果你没有经历过死亡和重生的话，你当然也不知道耶稣在这里的死亡和复活是怎么一回事。
It is in connection with this fundamental principle I've mentioned, principle number one.
这是我刚才提到的第一个原则。
That Paul makes a statement that many Christians don't understand.
保罗强调的一些原则，我们很多基督徒都不明白。
In Philippians 3:10.
在腓立比书第三章第十节。
Where Paul says that I may know him.
保罗说我认识他。
That I may know him.
我也许认识他。
How?
怎么样认识他呢？
In the fellowship of his sufferings.
就是通过他所受的苦。
And being conformed to his death.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
You see, to be conformed to his death. Why does Paul say that? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That's how you get to know it. Not by reading books, but by experiencing it.
保罗为什么说要效法他的死呢？就是说不是要通过他的书本，而是去经历他。
So to summarize on this first point is
我来概括一下这一点。
That you only understand spiritual things
如果你只明白这个属灵的事的话
In proportion as you experience it
你要去亲自去经历它。
Now this takes me quickly to the second point
那么我们很快地进入到第二个原则。
And by the way, when I said did anybody experience hell, I'm not joking either.
那么我就是刚才问到大家有没有人经历过地狱，我这也不是跟大家开玩笑。
In fact, we all had a little bit of experience that we can describe as so pleasurable as to be heavenly.
实际上我们也可以把我们的经
我们能够经历一些东西，好像进入享受天堂那种娱乐那种快乐一样。
一样的。
And the second thing is that we.Have often also experienced something that we can call hellish.
但是我们第二个原则就是我们会
好像经验到地狱的那种滋味。
Hellish, okay.
It's like hell on earth, sometimes we say. But a few years ago, the Lord actually gave a certain lady an actual experience of hell.
几年以前好像神给了几个
给了一位
一个女士一个这样一个经历。
He actually took her into hell. 他把带她进入地狱。
Okay.
Took her into hell, and this was not one momentary experience. It was an experience that she was given over a considerable period of time. In fact, several months, if I recall correctly.
这一段时间相当长，可以说是经历了几个月的时间。
Day after day, the Lord would take her.Into hell, bring her back home, and then take her back into hell.
一天接一天，神把她给带到地狱，然后又把她带回来，然后再把她送回到地狱，再带回来。
This lady wrote a book, which, if any of you are interested, I can tell you about it.
这个女士后来写了一本书，如果你们在座的哪位有兴趣的话，我可以再谈一谈这本书。
The description of her experience in hell, causes us to realize that hell is, in some points, what we thought it was like, in other points, quite unlike what we thought.
他在书中描绘的这个地狱的状况和我们觉得想当然应该是的那种情况是有出入的。
So here was somebody that God gave the experience of hell to.
他是神给了 亲自给予了这个经历地狱的经验的一位。
The purpose was to tell people what it is like.
目的就是通过他告诉我们，这个地狱究竟是一个什么形。
To warn people about it.
去警告人们。
That it is not just some kind of a joke in which people are fried like sausages.
并不是像人们想象的那么像烤肉那样。
The second thing is this, that the important principle to understand.
这是第二人的有形的身体是从哪里开始。
Now if I ask a Sunday school child, I'm sure you know how to answer the question. When did your physical life begin?
即使这个问题你去问这个主日学的小孩子们，他们可能也会回答。
You say, of course, when I was born.
那当然了，这就是我生下来就是这样子。
But we have so many Christians here, and if I ask you when and at what point your spiritual life began, I wonder what you'd say.
那么我们在座的这些基督徒，如果我问你们，你们的这些属灵的生命是从什么时候开始的，你怎么回答呢？
Oh, you say that's simple.
哦，你觉得这真的很
简单。Regeneration.
不就是重生那一下吗？
Reel off these kinds of terms.
再把这些再重新经过这么一下。
And if I ask you what does regeneration mean?
那么这个重生又是怎么回事？
Then the answer might not come quite so fast.
那么你回答就不会这么快了。
And if I ask a few more questions, I might get no answers at all.
那么我再多问几个问题的话，你恐怕就回答不出一句。
If I told you that spiritual life begins with death, you might have a shock.
如果我告诉你，你的重生是从死亡开始，那你会真的觉得很惊奇。
And yet that is the biblical teaching.
但是这个就是圣经的理论教导。
Regeneration is not like a physical birth, or not even comparable to it.
重生可不像我们的这个身体的这个出生这么简单。
That's why when the Lord Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, that Pharisee,About regeneration, he thought it was a matter of going back into the mother's womb and being born again.
所以，耶稣在对那个法利赛人的尼可底母这位老师在谈到这个重生，问到他这个问题的时候，尼可底母回答说，他以为这个重生就是我再回到母亲的肚子里，然后再生出来一次那样简单。
How ignorant!
不对。
The Lord didn't even bother to reply to that question.
神根本就没有一点这个意思。
The Lord simply said, "Are you a teacher in Israel, and you don't understand these things?"
神只是问他，你是以色列的一个老师，你居然连这个都不知道吗
？I wonder how many of our teachers know these things.
那我也想知道，我们中间的老师有几个能回答这个问题
？How many of you know that spiritual life doesn't begin with a birth; it begins with a death?
我们中间究竟有多少人知道，我们的这个属灵的生命，是要从死亡而来。
And that may be why there are so few real Christians around.
所以也就是为什么现在基督徒这么少。
So we have a distressful situation in our churches today.
我们现在在教会里也会有很多这样的头疼的问题。
We have a lot of friends who talk a lot of nonsense.
我们有很多朋友也在谈论这些无稽之谈。
And of course, these drive away any reasonable thinking person.
那么他们觉得会有各种理由就离开了。
And so we'll have a lot of people in the churches who don't bother to think.
那么我们教会中还有许多人根本就不愿意去想这些事情。
Because the only people who accept nonsense as reality are those who never bother to think.
那么就是那些去不想这些问题的，就是也不用烦恼。
不用去思考。
不用去思考。
And that is the result of this is also the second point. There are a lot of Christians who never actually died.
所以实际上这个问题我们要谈的第二点就是说，实际上很多基督徒他们没有死过。
I'm sure everybody read Romans 6.
当然了，我们中间很多人都读过罗马书第四章到第六章。
What does Romans chapter 6 say?
那么罗马书第六章说的是什么呢？
Where did our spiritual life begin?
我们的属灵生命从哪里开始？
At baptism.
是从受洗的那一刻。
Not just an external ritual of baptism.
不是永生的那个，
不是外表的那种
外表的洗礼
，but a baptism in which we actually died with Christ and then rose with Him.
而是我们在和基督同死同生的那一刻。
How many know what it is to die with Christ?
我们中间究竟有多少人明白这个和基督同死？
How many of you know in your experience what it is to die with Christ?
我们中间你有多少人经历过与神同死？
If you haven't died 与基督同死， if you haven't died with him, how do you rise with him? No death, no resurrection.
如果你从来没有和基督同死过，你怎么能和基督同生？
What kind of a Christian are you and am I?
那么你自己究竟是一个什么样的基督徒呢？
Have we died with him?
我有没有和耶稣同死过？
Now this is a fundamentally important question.
这是一个最基本的原则一个问题。
Our churches are filled with people who never experienced death with Christ.
我们中间充满了一些从来没有和基督同死过的基督徒。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在谈些什么吗？
No.
不知道。
Not unless you've experienced it.
除非你亲自经历过。
Now you see the illustration of my first point.
那你现在就知道我，你可以描绘一幅我刚才第一个原则的这个图画。
What you don't experience, you don't really understand.
你没有经历过，你就不明白。
You haven't died with Christ, and you don't know what I'm talking about.
你没有和基督同死过，就不知道我在谈些什么。
Even worse, you don't know what the Bible is talking about.
甚至更糟糕的是，你根本不知道圣经在讲些什么。
You don't know what Paul is talking about in Romans 6.
不知道罗马书第六章保罗在说些什么。
And that means you don't really know what baptism was about, even though you were baptized.
那么就是说，你即使是受洗过，你根本就不知道受洗的意义是什么。
The church is full of people who have been baptized and haven't got a clue what happened then.
那这教会里充满了那些是基督徒，但是没有和基督同死同生。
We have all kinds of Christians because they say I've been baptized.
我们有很多基督徒，因为他们都受过洗。
He says, so what?
又怎么样呢？
What is baptism?
受洗是怎么回事？
Baptism means dying.
受洗就是要死。
And I don't know what dying means.
你又不知道死是什么意思。
That means all baptism becomes meaningless.
那么就是受洗一点意义都没有对你。
There are two kinds of Christians.
那么就是作为基督徒来说。
有两种基督徒。
有两种基督徒。
What kind of Christian are you?
你是属于哪一种？
The kind of Christian who says, "Oh, I believe. I'm saved by faith."
第一种基督徒说，我相信，我是被我的信。
I've already said I'm tired of listening to nonsense.
我已经告诉你，我真的是很厌倦听这些无稽之谈。
Nonsense in relation to the definition of faith. You are saved by faith. Would you tell me what faith is?
你说你是被信心给拯救，你能告诉我这个信心是什么吗？
You are saved by faith. Tell me what is the faith you have.
你告诉我你是被信心给拯救的，告诉我这个信心是什么？
Oh, you say easy.
Oh,
I believe.
你觉得简单，就是我相信。
I believe there was such a person called Jesus Christ.
我就知道有这么人叫耶稣，叫基督。
Oh, you're doing well.
那你不错了。
And this Jesus Christ got crucified.
这个耶稣基督还被钉死了。
Not bad so far.
也不错。
And then this Jesus actually was raised from the dead.
这个耶稣基督后来还复活了。
Wonderful.
你真是不得了了。
I believe all that.
对呀，我就相信这些。
So I'm saved.
所以我就被救了。
Sorry, my friend.
对不起，朋友。
What you believe, the devil also believes.
你相信的这些，魔鬼也相信。
Of course, the devil believes. He knows all this to be true. So why shouldn't he believe in it? These are simply facts.
因为他也知道这些都是很简单的事实，当然他也能承认这些事实。
But the fact that Jesus died doesn't mean that you are saved, even if you believe it to be historical fact.
的事实是，耶稣的死并不能证明你就得救。
Jesus died for us.
耶稣是为我们而死。
But we are not saved.
但是我们并没有得救。
Until when?
到什么时候才能得救呢？
Until we have died with Christ.
直到我们和耶稣同死。
And been raised with him.
然后再和他一起同生。
Is that what I said?
这是我说的吗？
Is this something I invented?
是我创造的吗？
Not at all.
一点也不是。
It's all in that elementary chapter of Romans chapter 6, which nobody seems to understand.
这些都是在罗马书第六章里人们看来都不是很明白的那些话语里。
That is the second principle.
让我们来看看下一个原则。
This is the principle that I've just mentioned. That spiritual life begins with now you know, with death.
就是我们我们的这个
我们的属灵生命就是从死亡开始。
死亡开始的。
And not just any kind of death.
而不是任何一种的死亡。
But death with Christ.
仅仅是和基督同死。
Death doesn't save us.
那并不能证明我们啊、被拯救。
不，死亡不能救。
不能救我们。
A lot of people die.
很多人都死了。
It is death with Christ that saves.
这个死亡必须是和基督同死才能得救。
Then it becomes all important to understand what death with Christ means.
所以这个就变得非常重要，和基督同死。
Now to understand that, let's ask another simple question.
那么我现在如果大家明白了这一点，我再问一个简单的问题。
What did Christ die to?
那么基督究竟是为什么要死呢？
Well, anyone who's been to Sunday school would know the answer to that.
那么就是说，现在主日学的学生可能都知道怎么回答这个问题。
Jesus, Romans 6 again. We haven't even left Romans 6 yet.
我们再谈罗马书第六章。
Jesus, it says, died to sin once. He died to sin once and for all.
他是为了我们的罪而死，仅一次性。
And with it, he died to the world as a system dominated by sin.
他是为了他的死是为了这个世界上的罪。
World in the Bible does not mean the sun, moon, and the earth as a globe. 不止地球啊，这个 world。世界不是地球的意思啊。
它的这个世界不是指的这个物质世界。
But it refers to the world as a system, a human system dominated by sin.
而是指的我们这个整个人类的这个世界。
So when it says do not love the world, it doesn't mean don't love the flowers and the trees.
所以说到神爱世界，不是说他不爱这个花和草。
不要去爱花。But what it means is to not to love the world system as dominated by sin.
而是不要去爱这些被罪统治的这个世界。
So if Jesus' death was a death to sin,
如果耶稣的死是为了罪而死，
then you have only died with Christ when like him and with him you have died to sin.
那么就是你只有和他的同死，然后你才能和你的罪一起。
And with that you have also died to the world system of sin.
在死亡的同时，我们也是和这个世界的罪同时死亡。
You have died to what the Bible calls the flesh.
你的死亡也是和这个圣经里所说的是肉身的这种罪的死亡。
And that element of flesh is what stands in opposition to the spirit.
那么这里谈到的这个肉身的罪的死亡，就是和这个灵的是正好相反的。
And that means if you have died with Christ.There is a total change in your way of thinking.
如果你真的能够和基督同死的话，你整个的这个思维方式都会完全的转变。
So, have you experienced this?
你们有没有这种经历呢？
Is that something that you can say, yes, that's happened to me. My whole life has been changed.
你是不是可以这样的说，对呀，我经历过，我的整个的生命都变了，都改变了呢？
If that has happened,
如果是这样的话，
then what you realize now in this takes us to our final point very quickly.
那我们现在就可以进入到我们的最后一点。
I said in the first point, we must experience something to understand it.
我刚才说到，就是我们必须得经历，我们明白。
This applies specifically to the spiritual life.
这一点尤其是指的这个属灵生命。
What the second thing I said? The second thing is that spiritual life begins with death.
我们刚才谈到的第二点就是属灵的生命是从死开始。
And I've already come to the third point.
我们已经进入到了第三点。
That this is not any kind of a death, but a death with Christ.
这不是其他的一种死亡，而是和基督的同死。
And what happens when we die with Christ is that we are also raised with Him.
我们如果和基督同死的话，会怎么样呢？就是说，我们还和他一起在复活。
That means here and now we are experiencing the reality of His death to sin and the power of His resurrection life.
那么就是说，我们和他同经历了这一切，这个死亡和重生以后，他的能力进入到了我们里面。
That makes you a very different kind of Christian.
那真的你和其他的基督徒就是完全不一样。
Now you begin to understand statements like what Paul said, which are otherwise incomprehensible.
那么你就知道，保罗在讲些什么，否则的话是一点意义也没有。
For example, he says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. I am dead with him.
比如说他在哥林多，哥罗西第二章二十，加拉太第二章二十节说。
Then he says, I am crucified with Christ.
我是和基督同钉死。
But now I live in the power of Christ.
但是我现在生活在，基督的能力里面。
Is this your experience?
这是你的经历吗？
Now today is Easter.
今天是复活节。
And Easter will be just another Easter day in which everybody says all the right things at Easter.
也同时是大家都知道这个复活节就是一个节日。
But unless you experience the reality of God's life operating in you,
除非你能经历到神在你中间的作为，
and you haven't experienced the meaning of Easter at all.
你根本就没有经历到什么是复活节。
To experience Easter is to experience the reality of becoming what? A new person.
你经历明白复活节就是你真的经历到一个新的生命在你的里面。
Something new.
什么东西是新的？
A newness of life.
一个新的生命。
Again, Romans 6.
罗马书第六章。
We have died to sin.In order to walk in newness of life,
我们之所以为了和罪一起死亡，就是为了和新的生命一起生存。
Paul says this.
保罗说
，If any man is in Christ,
如果人生活在基督里
，the old things have passed away because you have died.
一切旧事都已经过去。
Behold, everything has become new.
一切都变成了新的。
I took off the taps.All these rotten, corrupted things.
像我把家里的这些腐蚀了的这些老化了的这些东西除掉。
And now we have new shining taps. They're functioning perfectly.
我换上了新的，然后他们现在真的是工作的非常好。
There's a sense of newness.
那就是感觉到了一种新的生命。
How do you feel? Do you experience something new?
你怎么感觉的？你有没有经历过新？更新呢？
The Lord has called me to a job, a task, a ministry.
神呼召我在做这个传道的工作。
And one of the heaviest burdens in my life.
在我生命中，我觉得最沉重的一个负担就是。
That I share with you from my heart.
就是和大家，我现在想和大家从内心里分享一下。
Is that I see often very little newness.
我真的很少见到一个全新的生命。
I see people who say yes, they've become Christians.
我看到很多人都在说，哎呀，他成了基督徒。
They've been baptized.
哦，他受洗了。
But they are the same as what they were before.
但是他看起来和以前还是一样。
I don't see any fundamental change.
我真的看不到有什么改变在他里面。
Not after 1 year.
甚至一年之后
，Not after 5 years，
五年之后
，Not after 20 years，
二十年之后
，They are the same people with the same bad habits, the same unpleasant characteristics as they had before。
他还是同样的一个人，还是同样的那个坏习惯，一点没有改变。
Where is Paul's statement？
那么保罗在这里边强调了些什么
？That if you are a Christian, being in Christ means you are a true Christian。
如果你是一个真的。基督徒的话
The old has gone.
旧的都应该完全
The new has come.
新的要来到
I only see the old.
但是我看到你还是个旧我
It's hard to see anything new.
我真的看不到什么东西新的
And I ask myself.
我自己问自己
What have I worked for all these years?
那我这些年我工作是为了什么
For what have I labored my life long?
我这些年到底是在为什么去工作
For what have I sacrificed my health?
我把我的身体都付上了，究竟是为了什么
？For this，
就是为了这些。
I have more pleasure changing faucets. I can tell you.
我真的是很沉重的去讲这些。
我这个更换那些个水龙头，给我带来更多的娱乐，更多的福气，更多的、这个喜乐啊。Why? Because you see something new in front of you.
因为你可以直接看到一个新的更换上去了，给你带来的喜乐。
All those dripping faucets are no more. These gleaming, well-functioning faucets now stand in front of me. All those hours of work worth it.
那些旧的东西就完全的被除掉了，你付出的这些劳苦你真的觉得很值得。
Have you tried changing faucets?
你们都想去换一换这些。
Working under the kitchen faucet is quite something, I can tell you.
在厨房里去工作也是很有意思。
Because there isn't any space to work with.
因为那有一些空间你可以去。
It's all in cabinets underneath.
这一切都在那个那些小柜橱里。
And you have to climb underneath there.
你要爬到那个顶。
Oh, your back is hurting at the end of this.
然后做完了以后，你虽然觉得背很痛。
You don't even know where to put your head underneath there.
你都不知道该把头摆在什么地方。
And you can't use strength trying to get at this thing underneath.
然后你去
用不出力气来把这些东西取掉。使不上
劲把那些东西取下来。
对，所以结果 ，and then when I come out of there, I am stiff, I am aching.
然后我从上面下来以后，真的觉得浑身都僵硬了。
But when I look at this nice faucet on top functioning perfectly,
但是你看到你这个劳动的成果，
it's worth it.
你真的觉得很值得付出这么多的劳动。
And when I'm working in the church, what do I find?
可是我在教会工作这么多年，我看到了什么成果呢？
I'm on the telephone for hours.
我就是在电话里谈了很久。
As I said, in Hong Kong, sometimes I'm like a stock broker.
我好像是香港的这个股票市场。
One phone in this hand, one phone in the other hand.
一手一个电话。
Excuse me, I've got a call coming in this side. I've got to talk in this side. I have to talk in the other side. It looks ridiculous. Two phones.
好像是我两边都要照顾，但是两边都照顾不过来，真是听起来很滑稽。
I think I would be better off in the stock market.
我想我最好是把这个股票市场关掉。
不，我在股票市场里面工作还是
更
有意思，
更
有意思。Because at least sometimes you get the news saying, oh, your stocks have gone up.
至少你接到电话会告诉你一些消息，不同的消息告诉你股票市场是涨了还是跌了。
But I can tell you in my work, few people ever call me to tell me some good news.
但是我跟你讲，很少有人打电话是告诉我什么好消息的。
We got this problem here, how do we deal with this one? I got problem here, how do I deal with this?
总是告诉我真的是又有了没法解决的问题了。
After several hours of this, sometimes I have to say, excuse me, I got to get a drink. I haven't had a drink yet for a while.
在电话里谈了好几个小时以后，我说真的，你请原谅，我得喝口水了。
I can tell you this thing can ruin your health. It's really hazardous to your health, the job.
这些真的是很影响你的健康。
I used to tell those people in full-time training.
我在这个全日服侍的那些训练班中和他们学生们谈过。
I tell you, this ministry is a very tough ministry.
我跟他们讲，这个侍奉神的工作真的是一个很困难的工作。
And sometimes they think I'm exaggerating.
他们觉得你好像还是 exaggerating.
Exaggerate 讲得太过分了。
哦，觉得你好像言过其实。
对。And then just ask them now after they've worked for a couple of years.
但是等他们自己亲自工作了几年之后。
The great thing is we don't mind dealing with problems.
他们真的是不知道该怎么样去对付这些问题。
Yeah. But the question is, if you keep on dealing with problems, but you don't see the newness, the transformation.
问题是你即使可以解决一些眼下的这些问题，但是你看不到一个新的生命，真的是全新的生命在。
I can tell you, you're left tired and discouraged.
你真的觉得特别的疲倦，而且特别的失望。
The human nature is something that we have to deal with all the time in the ministry.
我们在我们的这个侍奉神的过程，真的用我们的所有的时间去和人的这个本性去对付人的本性。
And human nature, I can tell you, is something that dies hard.
所以就是说人的本性是最难死掉的。
We have to keep using the cross.
我们得常常的去求助这个是十字架吗？
The cross, yeah. This one is a circle, not a cross.
这个就是一个象征吧。
But the cross can destroy the old nature.
只有这个十字架可以把我们这个本性上的这些旧我给除掉。
If we let it.
除非我们允许他这样做。
But if you don't want to become new,
如果你想要成为一个新人，
then the cross won't do anything for you.
十字架可以为你做出一切。
做不出任何东西了。
做不出。
就是因为你不愿意更新嘛，你不愿意成为一个新人。So you hang on to the old.
因为你老是抓住你的旧我不放。
Your old habits.
你的旧习惯。
Your bad temper.
你的坏脾气。
Your irritability.
还有你的这个irritability.
很容易跟人家不高兴、
okay.
发脾气啊这样的。所以 the result is that we do not let go.
的其结果就是我们不让我们的旧我走掉。
So for this Easter, my prayer is this.
在这个复活节的时候，我要祷告的是。
My prayer is that each one of you may desire the new things that God has for you.
我们中间的每一位都在求神给我们一个新造，让我们使我们成为一个新造的人。
And let God, with His cross, cut away the old.
让神利用他的这个十字架把我们的这个旧我除掉。
And no matter how hard that old is, it may be hard as steel. Let me tell you, this will cut it away.
不管你的那个旧我是多么的坚固，但是像这个砂轮片一样，它能够把这个钢都给锯断。
And the new life of God coming into you.
神的新生命会进驻到你里面。
I heard a TV interview.
我在这个电视的这采访中看了一个节目。
With a famous pianist.
一个很著名的钢琴师。
I won't mention his name because I don't want to insult the pianist.
我不想提他的名字，我不想那个羞辱他的名字。
A famous modern day pianist, concert pianist.
那是一个很有名的现代派的钢琴师。
He was describing his life.
他的描述他的生命。
And his character.
和他的习惯。
他的性格。
他的性格。
And he said at one point in the interview, it stuck in my mind.
他在这个采访的电视记者采访的时候，他的一个谈话进入到我。
He said, "I have a characteristic about me."
他说我对自己的这个性格的。
In every silver lining, I see a cloud. 就是任何银边里面，我看到黑云。This you have to understand that in English proverb.
Yeah, 这个你要明白英语的这个习惯用语。
The English proverb is actually saying that in every cloud there is a silver lining.
就是说在每一片黑云中都会有一个
银边啊。
一个银边。
就是说有希望 ，that means there is hope. There is something good even in the worst situation.
意思就是说，即使是在最坏的环境中，它也有一线希望在前面。
But this pianist says he sees in every silver lining.A black cloud.
他说，但是这个琴师说，他在这个在这个困境中看到了所有的。
他在每一个有希望、每一个好的情形里面，看到里面的
都是阴
影。那些难处，那些令人不高兴的东西。
Okay.
In other words, you can see he is a very negative disposition.
所以就是说看这个人是他看问题都是很灰暗面的。
And yet many people are like that.
我们中很多人也是如此。
I meet people like this all the time.
我常常遇到这样的人。
I would say here is a wonderful situation.
当你说这边真的是一个很好的情况。
And just when you're happy, they say, ah, yes, but.
但是你就好像你说啊是啊是啊但是。
Oh, there's this problem and that problem, the other problem, and by the time they're finished.All the joy you had has been washed away.
他就把他所有的问题都给摆上来，把你的这个性全给扫了。
You have one or two people like this around you, I can tell you your life will be lived in constant dark clouds.
你要周围有这么一两个人的话，你活得都很辛苦。
Amazing.
真的是。
The old mentality, which is always living in gloom and darkness.
真的是所有的
就生活在黑暗。不愉快的情况之下、啊、You wonder why they like to live in the darkness and unhappiness. Is it something they enjoy?
你就觉得很奇怪，为什么他们喜欢生活在黑暗中？他们真的是觉得很喜欢这样活着吗
？But resurrection is about the triumph of life over death.
但是复活就是要给我们这种新的生命，
就是生命胜过死亡，
胜过死亡。
It is.Darkness overcoming, being overcome by light. Light overcoming darkness.
是黑暗战胜光明，还是光明战胜黑暗的这么一个一个
And that means also unhappiness overcoming or being overcome by happiness, joy.
是这个愉快战胜这个不愉快的一个过程。
Because Paul lived in the resurrection life, he was able to say, rejoice always. He always is happy.
像保罗他就是 有个这样的经历，所以他总是处于很快乐的。
If you live in happiness, you know that you are living in newness of life.
如果你真的生活在这个愉快喜乐里面的话，你就知道你是有新生命在里面。
Because this happiness is not from the earth, it is something that God gives to us.
因为这种喜乐不是来自于我们这个世界，而是神给我们的。
It is always like that well-known account that made such an impression on John Wesley.
John Wesley, Johann. Okay,
这
同样也是发生在 Wesley 约翰身上。
This made such an impression on his mind.
他有这么一个很强烈的这个。
That as he was crossing from Britain to America way back in his time, some 200 years ago.
两百年前，他从这个英国去美国，又从美国回到英国的时候。
That boat.Sailing across the Atlantic, this old wooden boat in those days.
那个木船在
要经过大西洋。
经过大西洋的时候。
And he was caught in a storm.
他这个遇到了暴风雨。
I can tell you, a storm in an Atlantic is something terrifying.
你可以想象在大西洋上这个风暴是有多么恐怖可怕。
Again, I speak from experience. I was in such a storm. You see, so it's not just a matter of head knowledge.
我自己没有经历过这个暴
风，我自己经历过，
经历过这个暴风，所以我可以给你讲。
So it was a terror, and the ship was in danger of sinking.
那个船就很快就要沉了。
What transformed John Wesley's life became later on.
那么他后来他的生命中经历的改变怎么样呢？
Is that he saw a group of Christians in the ship.
他在船上看到了一群基督徒。
All the other people were panicking.
所有的人都处在惊慌意乱的时候。
Death was staring them in the face.
死亡就在面前。
But these group of people were so peaceful and so happy.
但这一群基督徒的话，他们真的是很平安的，很喜乐。
There was not a sign of fear in them.
一点都看不出恐惧的迹象。
The women with their children around them.
妇女和儿童在他们周围。
They made sure the children also looked at their parents and saw parents are not frightened or panicking.
那些孩子们看着他们的父母，这些孩子们自己也没有任何的恐惧。
It was wonderful. When John Wesley looked at that, he couldn't believe his eyes.
John Wesley 看到了这个，他简直是不相信他看到的这一切。
This was victory over death.
这个真的是战胜了死亡。
There was the peace and the joy that came from such a victory.
他们的喜乐和平安就战胜了面前的险恶。
Does your life make an impression on your colleagues at the office or at the college?
你的生命中有没有这种喜乐和平安？
Is there that new quality in your life that speaks to the people around you?
你的生命中有没有彰显出这样的素质去给你周围的人看出你是基督徒呢？
Not unless.You have died and risen with Christ.
除非你和基督同死，才能和他同生。
May that be your experience.
那就你的经历。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。